It hurts me to do that, but I'm going to have to.
All right.
Stick with the West.
I like that clip. So that was from Locker on the Loose when Locker was wandering around the streets of Winnipeg yesterday, asking fans, who are you going to cheer for in this Grey Cup game? Of course, the Bombers aren't in it. There you go. Yeah, hey, it hurts me to do it, but I'm going to have to stick with the West. That was kind of the general feeling that you got from lots of the people. Locker, he's actually back out today, Locker on the Loose today. I think he's testing Manitobans' knowledge about Saskatchewan. He's got some kind of trivia thing he set up, so curious to see how well they do there. Well, you know, when we think about our province and we think about our resources, and boy, we talk about this a lot now, don't we? Especially in light of some of the economic pressures, we talk about nation building. I think more than ever, it's shone a spotlight on the rich resources and continued possibilities that we have in this province. We think about potash. We think about uranium and agriculture, forestry, critical minerals, manufacturing. But in today's digital economy, there's a new kind of resource emerging. Data. There's growing talk that Saskatchewan could become a hub for data centers. If you think about what we've got going for us, vast land, talent, companies like SaskTel, a strong sense of partnership, many people are saying Saskatchewan is the perfect spot for this. This is actually a topic that was just discussed last month with the Greater Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce and Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan called Harnessing Prairie Power. And I'm looking forward to hear how that conversation went. Joining us today to talk a little bit more about this is Alex Fallon. We've had Alex on the program a number of times, chair of the Western Canadian Economic Forum. He's CEO of the Paradox Group, founder of Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan, and joins us by phone from his office. Alex Fallon, thank you for taking the call.
Hi, Evan. It's great to be here today.
Okay. It was called Harnessing Prairie Power. It happened last month. It was a good discussion. Tell us what this was all about.
Yeah, it was really, I think, a first-of-a-kind opportunity to get many stakeholders together to talk about this, you know, hot topic of data centers. And we weren't sure how it was going to go, if we'd get, you know, 10 people or 20. And it was amazing to see the turnout. I think we had close to 50 people. You know, government, industry, tech companies, researchers, the university, members of the public, and a great chance to talk about, yeah, what is the opportunity for data centers and could Saskatchewan be a home for more of them? And I think also a unique thing about the event is we held it at the Prairie Data Center, which used to be an old medical cannabis production facility. And yeah, big debate and discussion around what's the opportunity for Saskatchewan.
Well, let's talk about, like, what are we talking about when we talk about a data center? What are we actually talking about, Alex?
Yeah, you know, basically think of it as infrastructure to house computing equipment and servers that are used to process and handle and store data. So you need, you know, a large facility, you need security, you need land, and you need to run basically a plant that manages this digital infrastructure housed within a building or facility or multiple buildings.
I've had a conversation. In fact, I just had a conversation last week on the program about the amount of power needed and the amount of water needed for cooling data centers like this. And it was specifically from an AI perspective, but that's got to be part of the thought, the conversation and the strategy behind where these centers are actually located, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely these facilities absolutely require a tremendous amount of power. And I think that amount of power is going to grow as these systems get, you know, larger, more complicated, or are used more often. So access to, you know, affordable and vast amounts of power is absolutely one criteria. And there's a bit of a push towards, you know, clean energy for these centers as well from some of the companies that are developing or want to develop data centers. And then absolutely right, Evan, on the cooling side, these facilities need to be kept cool in order for the equipment to run more properly. You know, definitely one option is water as a cooling tool. But you can also do those through cooling systems. You know, I think there's one that's using air, cold air, to kind of keep the temperature down. And so, yes, water or some sort of cooling tool.
So I'm curious, Alex, we're chatting today with Alex Fallon, who is the founder of Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan, talking about whether or not Saskatchewan has the potential to be a data powerhouse, put together a hub, for example, for data centers. When we talk about our resources in Saskatchewan, Alex, a lot of them are here because they're geographically here. Potash, uranium is here. Even agriculture, we have the land for it. I mean, data centers could pop up pretty much anywhere in Canada. So why is Saskatchewan a good point? And why maybe is this conversation important to have right now?
Yeah, it's a good point, Evan. You know, I think when we think of uranium potash, we also have to think of the end use, right? And so we're mining the uranium that's here in Saskatchewan to run nuclear power plants all over the world. And so when you look at data centers, you know, that data being a resource to help run companies and programs and computers and informed decisions all over the world or within Canada, within Saskatchewan. So I really do see that data as a resource. You know, housing it in a jurisdiction that is, you know, can keep privacy and confidential information, kind of keep it here is important. But I think it's such a growing market, you know, this future digital economy. I think we have to look at how does Saskatchewan play a part of that. You know, whether we're super, you know, powerhouse in this area or a main player, I think that's to be seen. But it's a growing sector, growing part of the economy. It's going to drive the future digital economy. And so we definitely have to have a discussion around what's our role in that and what type of role do we want to play.
Is there a need for other technology players to be present in Saskatchewan to make this worthwhile? Or is this a build it and they will come kind of a scenario that could be beneficial to companies that are even outside the borders of our province?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a bit of both. Definitely you need, you know, the stronger ecosystem you have around talent, you know, the education institutions, research, tech companies, large users and companies that can build and run the infrastructure, that definitely helps. But, you know, if this is such a growing industry and we think it will be, then there is a little bit of that build and they will come, right? As if you can be ahead in the race and have these facilities, have access, I think you will attract companies and investment and users for these. So a little bit of both, but, you know, that strong base and ecosystem definitely helps you get ahead of the curve.
I love that we're having this conversation in Saskatchewan, and I appreciate you're one of the leaders bringing it here. Alex Fallon, founder of Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan. We'll remember Alex, of course, also the chair of the Western Canadian Economic Forum. So you held this get-together, the Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce, AI Sask, harnessing prairie power. I know there would have been people kind of putting their hands up saying, yeah, but what were some of the, I don't want to say challenges to the topic, but what were some of the things people said, we have to think this through because we will need ABC. What are those things?
Yeah, and good point. You know, this is definitely a debate, discussion, deliberation around this whole topic. So certainly no one's, you know, pushing one solution or one road. And a lot of good discussion, and it was around those issues of, you know, the power and how do we supply that? What type of power is used for it? How is that going to grow in the future? Definitely around that cooling and the systems. And then also, you know, protection and confidential around the data that could be stored here. But, you know, I think the overall consensus was there's an opportunity here. We just need to figure out what that looks like and manage it well.
One of the things, and I'm using, because I see in some of the discussions you had and some of the things I read about the discussions you had, data is being looked at as basically a new resource. We know, and we talk often, that federally some of our resources can be inhibited by bad policy. Bad policy can de-incentivize investment. Is there much in the way of policy or structure, or is it a bit of a wild west when it comes to something like this topic in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. Again, I think there's definitely that entrepreneurial spirit, right? And those people that are, and companies that are ahead of the curve, who are working right now to make this happen and build data centers around the world, the U.S., Canada. And so there's a very entrepreneurial spirit here. And I think that fits well with AI and tech, right? Is they're very, they don't necessarily wait for government. They go out there, they build it, they create it, they make it, and they put it out to market and they let the market decide. At the same time, absolutely jurisdictions that have, you know, solid policy, government support, definitely helps in terms of attracting that investment to build these things. And that investment is so important because, you know, if you or I spend a dollar at this store or that store, it's not a new dollar in our economy. We're just moving it around. Whereas if you attract significant investments, say millions of dollars to build one of these centers, that money is coming from elsewhere. It's new money in our economy. And I think that's a real opportunity that we see with data centers, is attracting investment, talent, and growing a new part of our economy, which is already so strong and diversified. But this adds to it.
Could add to it. Right. Did you have any representatives from any form of government at your meeting?
Yeah, you know, the meeting was open to all, and we definitely had representation in the room from the federal government, from the provincial government, from the crowns, the universities, private sector. So, yeah, great mix, and that was good to see that. Yeah. So many stakeholders are involved in the discussion, and we're excited to see where it goes.
I want to, before I let you go, I follow you on social media, the Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan social media site, and I noticed you had an AI hackathon. Recently, what was that all about?
Yeah, so our first AI hackathon, basic competition where teams are challenged to create an AI tool. And so we held this over the weekend as one of these 48-hour things. We had about six, seven teams made up of computer science students, Edwards students, young professionals, and gave them a challenge to create an AI app that could improve your life or time use. And some of the tools they came up with were amazing. There was one around a tool that helps you apply for scholarships. There was another one to help you shop and stay ahead of the latest fashion trends. So just amazing to see that technical talent we have in Saskatchewan, that entrepreneurial spirit, kind of the marketing angle, and creating new tools using AI.
I remember the very first time you were on the show to talk about the new initiative that you were starting, Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan. You said essentially it's a business or an entity that will help Saskatchewan businesses and Saskatchewan people use AI more efficiently, whether it's in their jobs, in their lives, those types of things. I'm always amazed at the rapid growth in AI generally. Have you seen that sort of uptake, that sort of buy-in from Saskatchewan businesses through what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we see our role as a bit of a convener. And at the start, definitely, obviously, the tech community got involved in the universities, right? But now it's doctors, nurses, you know, students from all disciplines. The members of the public are turning up because they want to learn more. They want to hear these discussions. They want to learn the latest news, speak to experts. So it's really become, you know, it's not one sector. It is everyone seems to have an interest in AI and, you know, happy to pull these people together and have these important discussions because it's moving so fast.
Alex, I always appreciate having you on the program. Thanks. And let's stay connected on this harnessing prairie power concept. I think there's definitely going to be more discussions to be had there.
Absolutely. Sounds good. And thank you, Evan.
Alex Fallon, chair of the Western Canadian Economic Forum. He's the founder of Artificial Intelligence Saskatchewan, and they just had this event called Harnessing Prairie Power. They did it in conjunction with the Greater Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce. Basically, let's look at data as a new resource. Compare it to uranium, compare it to potash, data centers, almost like the mine site where data can be stored and extracted. It's an interesting concept. It's a timely discussion. These are the ones you don't want to wait on. If this is a good thing for us to do, find a way to find the investment to make this happen and make it happen in the province. It drives economy. It drives jobs. It has all kinds of positive impacts. It's an interesting conversation, and we appreciate Alex stopping by the show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.